Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow.
He's the artist of the day because he just added a second date to Kansas City. But George Strait is your AOTD. Tickets for this second show go on sale May 31st. Keyword cash is air. And there are three spellings for the word air, we're well aware. Did you air in your ways? Do you breathe air? Are you the heir to the throne?
Which is correct for purposes of playing this game?
I'll let you guess. I know.
I would try myself, but I'm not eligible, so.
Text it into 72881, and by the way, it is A-I-R. A-I-R. Text it into 72881. Speaking, by the way, Game of Thrones seems to be the theme of the keywords today. It aired last night, the series finale. 19 million viewers.
Okay.
I'm not trying.
Not as happy as I wanted.
I'm not trying to poo-poo anything. Why is America? Full disclosure. I've never seen Game of Thrones. I have HBO. I've just never seen Game of Thrones. And I probably never will. Why is like every network newscast going crazy over Game of Thrones? Think about this. We live in a nation of 330 million people. If 19 million people watched it last night, that is 0.6% of the population.
Right. I got nothing.
No, check that. Sorry. That's 6% of the population.
We might be talking about professional wrestling. I have nothing to add or say.
6% of the American population tuned in last night.
I have never seen a fan base of a program that is as vocal as the Game of Thrones fan base was.
Oh, my God. And I don't know if it's like super trendy to watch it, but like on Good Morning America today, on CNN, they were all like,
no, it's FOMO.
Did you watch it?
It's fear of missing out. That's why. That's what drives it.
I have no FOMO at all. None. And I was the same way with Breaking Bad, when the Breaking Bad fans were everywhere.
Never seen one episode.
Now you missed the boat on that one.
Never seen one episode of The Sopranos? No. The only thing I know about Game of Thrones is that Erkelbink dies at the end last night. That's all I know.
That's not true. Quit giving out spoilers.
Erkelbink died at the end last night in the series finale of Game of Thrones.
It's all good.
So now you don't have to watch.
Glad it's over. I'm sorry it's over. If that was your thing, it's not my thing.
I think a lot of it was because it took 2 years for this final season to come out, and there's been a lot of
Are you
of
in
things.
My ear or on the air? I can never tell.
I'm on the air.
Okay. You've got to be careful because boss is going to bite you in the head.
Grumpy man.
Going to bite you in your forehead.
Grumpy man.
Someone
Everyone
who watched
is
it,
saying just, it's about yeah. sex. There's sex in it and dragons, and that's why. Okay.
All right.
Okay. We'll stare at very quickly. What is going on with the weather? Because if you're in Oklahoma, the sky is falling. And I mean, it is falling in a funnel shape.
Yeah, this is all a part of a very large system. We're on the edge of it that is nowhere near as intense. But the part that's rolling across Oklahoma is significantly stronger. A big part of that is the fact that it's warmer and therefore has more fuel. So
Man, I am getting crazy alerts on my phone.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at even the stuff that's over Wichita right now is significantly stronger than what we're seeing here.
And it's coming up I-35, is that right?
Right now, this seems to be training directly up I-35 from Wichita.
Look at this, Scott.
Like, is there lots of green and red?
Well, it's lots of green and red, and the meteorologist in Oklahoma is holding his head. Like, there's just a lot of rotation in that in the Oklahoma sky right now.
This is primarily to the northwest of Oklahoma, north and northwest of Oklahoma City, where the bulk of that is. Parts of Oklahoma are fine. Like, Tulsa right now is completely dry. But the areas to the northwest and north of Oklahoma City are getting hit hard.
It looks like Stillwater.
Perry, Oklahoma, if you're familiar with that area.
And then it's all
Isn't
pushing
that where Timothy McVeigh got arrested?
It is.
Look at you, little fun fact news trivia guy.
You know.
Name the motel in Junction City.
Was it Motel 6?
No.
Oh.
Was the Dreamland Motel.
Dreamland Motel.
And I do not know why I remember that, but I do.
And that's where Terry Nichols was arrested?
They stayed the night there and signed in using their own name.
That's not smart.
Just
that's what smart criminals do.
Something else. Something else.
I'm trying to find the clip of that. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Remember this? These weather dorks? I don't even remember where they were.
Oh.
Did you hear this clip?
Well, I don't think you were here when this happened.
I don't think so, no. Oh,
the guy snapped at him?
Do you remember what city that was in?
Yes.
What city was it in?
It was in Mississippi, which is a state.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was down in Mississippi.
I think it was Jackson.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Will, he snapped. Like, it would be like me going to you to do the news, but
yeah.
I snap at you. He was snapping at the guy.
On the air?
Yes! Yeah,
the guy you'll hear is the meteorologist, and he's talking to, like, think of, not an intern, because the guy he's barking at has been there for years.
Okay.
But he's an off-air meteorologist. He doesn't come on the air very often.
And we're going to say this again because we're in a little bit of an active weather pattern today. This is from 2 months ago in Mississippi.
Correct.
Don't freak out when you hear this.
I would pay money to see like Lezak or somebody or Busby do this tonight.
On the ground, John, I need you off the phone. I need you to check radar. And I need you to look at this tornado warning up here. I need to see if I need to be on it or if I need to stay on this for a second since I have this ripping through a town. Debris mode here, make sure we don't have anything. Well, now, what is that? Okay, we need to verify that. That could potentially be a tornado debris signature there on StormTrack Doppler radar. You know what happened, John? In the 5 minutes we didn't have radar data, it produced a tornado.
That's the one. That's the one.
And I want to apologize.
He comes back and apologizes. We don't need to hear that. You know what happens, John?
In the 5 minutes we didn't have radar data.
He does come back and apologize. Bless his heart.
What a jerk. And simmer down. Nothing says head to the basement. We're all going to be fine. Like, oh my God, that looks like a tornado. Oh my God.
I'm clapping at you.
John.
I'm clapping at you.
John, get off the phone. John.
He was ordering Jimmy John's.
Maybe we try to maintain some composure and remain calm when we're telling people about impending death.
He's young. He was excited. Don't play it again. We've got too much weather.
Just listen at the beginning.
On the ground. John, I need...
Do you hear the snapping?
No. I need you to get off the phone. There's impending death coming from the sky.
And sweet John later was like, I was on the phone with some town that just had
a small
tornado pass through trying to get information about the damage. Like, you're snapping at me.
Have you ever, while watching TV weather coverage, seen them stop and say, okay, we need to head to the basement now. We're going to leave the map up here.
No.
That's when you know it's really bad.
No, they always stay.
I see them snapping, that's when I know there's a problem.
That's how you know.
John, wake up.
No, they stay.
There was one time in Wichita a couple of years ago where one of the guys did that. He said, we're being told we need to leave the set now.
Yeah.
We're going to leave the map up, but we got to go.
Where I've seen it, Will, is with hurricanes. Water starts coming in and up, and we saw that down south in the last couple of years where newsrooms were underwater.
Absolutely, yeah.
But outside, I don't know that I've ever seen anyone walk away when there's a tornado.
They just snap.
John.
You know to go to the basement when the roof disappears above the meteorologist.
That's a good clue.
Mm-hmm.
Very good clue.
I'd go to the basement then, but I don't have a basement.
Not before then.
Where do you go?
If bathtub? There was a tornado warning, I would probably be here.
Oh, that's true.
But if not, where would you go in your house? A bathtub? Or
I guess. I don't know.
We're telling people to be weather aware. You don't even know where you would go?
Well, I'd come here. Okay. Or I'd go lay in the ditch out in the backyard. Okay. The Turkey Creek runoff ditch.
He doesn't sound very weather prepared.
No.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even know.
We'll take a couple, and then after 4:30, interesting story about a family that had tragedy strike, only to be told by their landlord, get out. Get out.
And I'll tell you, Scott, I'm torn a little bit about this one.
Hmm.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Tanya in Raymore. Hello, Tanya.
Hi there.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi.
When they had the tornado in Joplin, there was we were listening on the cell phone to the radio station down there as we were headed back out to Kansas City, and there was two gentlemen said, "We've got to get off the air. We're going to downstairs where it was safer." The next day, they had pictures that were out where a tree was impaled in the chairs where the gentleman had been sitting.
Oh wow!
It had come through a glass window, and they were watching the tornado and watching the stuff go fly by. But they had said, you know, we're going to be off for a few minutes. We're going downstairs to the safer area. And then they came back on.
On the radio?
On the radio.
Cowards. I mean, smart on their part. That was a super smart move. Paula in Liberty. Paula, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
62 years ago today, May 20th of 1957, was the Ruskin Heights tornado. And it killed, I think it was 44 people.
Is that a fact?
Really?
That was, what'd you say, 50 how many years ago?
62
years ago.
Yeah, it was May 20th, 1957.
And how do you remember that, Paula?
Because I was in it.
Where were you?
Hate to tell my age. I had two brothers at home with a babysitter. My mom and I were at church, and when we heard it was hitting, we drove home real fast to try to find the other two kids.
Oh.
And when we found them, my dad was in Grandview, and he found us. And then they said the tornado was backtracking. So then we had to try to find cover again, and we had no house. It was flat.
So were your brothers inside the house?
No, actually, well, they were with the babysitter, but fortunately the people, and we had no basement. So the lady next door called them over because they had a basement. So that's where they were when it hit.
Oh, she saved their life.
44. Mm-hmm. You're right. It was May 20th of 1957. 44 yeah, people right. killed, 531 injured. Care to guess how long that tornado was on the ground?
I Distance? Don't remember.
71 miles.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. And then they said it was backtracking.
It started in Williamsburg, Kansas, which is down by Ottawa.
And Paula, right. what do you remember the like most vividly about it? Do you like the drive with your mom?
I remember getting to the house, and there was nothing left. You couldn't find anything at all. There was no refrigerator, no bed, no anything. It was flat, and trying to find somebody you knew, and you couldn't find anybody. And the Red Cross hurry up, and they got there, and they helped give us some food. But I think it was like 2 or 3 days after that, my dad's father passed away. So we had a funeral on top of the tornado.
You know, let me just tell you something interesting here, Paula and Dana. This story that I'm reading from weather.gov says post-mortems of major tornadoes are very common today.
Yeah.
Like, let's say one, Paula, Dana, yeah. comes down, you know, tonight, God forbid. They uh-huh. will write about it. That tornado or that tornadic event gets its own report from the government.
Right.
In 1957, postmortem reports were not very common. There were only two issued for the region that year. One was for all and any tornadoes in Kansas and Missouri, And the other one was called the Ruskin Heights Report.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, Paula, wait, did you guys know when you were driving to the house that the neighbor had taken your brothers?
No, I had no idea.
So you got to the house and your mom thought the house was gone and likely the boys were gone.
Yeah, it wasn't. She thought you could not see anything. And my dad was ecstatic when he couldn't find us either.
Why didn't you just call him on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. And let me just tell you one more sort of a quirky thing. You know, it's like the Coke bottles had no lid. All the Coke was sucked out, but the lid was put back on. Strange things like that. But my my dad had built shelving next to the TV that back there, and my mom had put her wedding ring there because it got too thin, and she didn't want to wear it and lose it. So she had put it there, of course, before tornado time.
Yeah.
Okay, so tornado comes, tornado goes, and she had no wedding ring. One day, after we rebuilt the house, she was out planting flowers because she loved gardening, and something shone in the sun, and it was her ring.
I'll be darned.
No way.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Her telephone rang about 8:45. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time.
George Strait.
She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him,
it could be anything. Story here from Fox 4. The family of a teenager who was killed in a shooting is now facing eviction. Andrea Andres moved her family of seven to Kansas City from Jacksonville, Florida in March in hopes of fleeing what they considered to be a crime-ridden community. Says Andres, "I was scared for their lives where we were living in Jacksonville. It's very dangerous." She understands nothing rarely good comes out of a life filled with crime, a message she warned her two oldest boys about on a daily basis. "I tried so hard. Oh, God, I tried so hard," she said, while wiping away tears. They had everything that they needed, but they liked the street life. Last Tuesday, Andres said her 14-year-old son, Justin, took a gun from an unlocked car, brought it home, and showed it off to his brother, Victor. Andres was sleeping at the time, but was suddenly awakened by the sounds of screaming. Victor's like, "What did I do? I shot him, Mom." I'm like, "You shot him? What?" Justin died in the family's Northland apartment before paramedics arrived. Police confirmed the shooting was not intentional. The family was not allowed back into the apartment until Saturday, but they've since learned they will have to find somewhere else to stay because the complex has deemed the shooting as, quote, criminal activity. Says Andres, "So we're left dealing with the loss of a child, grieving with my other son because it was an accident, but he did it. So he's hurting now, and we're stuck finding another place to live."
This story last night, I saw it. It absolutely broke my heart. So she is burying one son, and the other son will live the rest of his life knowing he killed his brother. And then on top of all of that, the apartment complex, when police cleared the scene and said, "You can come back in," said, "You're out."
Mm-hmm.
And I told you before that I am torn. I'm torn about this. The apartment complex has the right to kick you out for multiple reasons within reason.
Yes.
Correct?
And they have to give you some notice.
Yes. And illegal activity is one of those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And shooting someone, even accidentally, with a gun that you found in someone's car,
which would be theft,
is criminal activity. It's not murder, but I also wouldn't want to live next door with my family in a small apartment complex with, I'm guessing, thin walls, knowing that someone next door shot and killed someone with a gun that they shouldn't have. And mm-hmm. So I'm torn because if I live next door, I would be like, they got to go. But then you see this mother and I think, my God, this was just so horrifying for everyone in that house. And now this is happening on top of it.
You know, there's always more to the story. You know, how many times have we read a story and we've gotten into a conversation about something and somebody will phone in or one of us will say, there has to be more to this story because it doesn't make sense just the way it was presented.
What about this doesn't make sense to you?
There was code in something she said. And as I read through it, it clicked in my mind like, okay, there's something more here. Listen to what she says. And I don't know this family from Adam. I don't know if they're a good family or a not good family.
They just moved here.
I understand. But she was talking about how rough everything was in Jacksonville, okay?
Okay.
Where they had come from. She left Jacksonville apparently to move to Kansas City because she wanted to remove her children from a life that was, yeah, or a community surrounded, in her words, by crime. But she says, I tried so hard. This is quoting the mom. I tried so hard. Oh, God, I tried so hard. They had everything that they needed. I think she's talking about her two older boys here. But they liked the street life. That's her quote, not mine. They, and I'm assuming by they, she means the two boys, Justin and the other one, whose name escapes me at the moment. They had everything that they needed, but they liked the street life. I have to wonder what that means. Were they into bad things? Were they into trouble?
Well, and the story does
not... And did the apartment manager know that? Yeah. And this was just basically what they needed to tell this family, get the hell out. Get out. You're done.
And you do have the right, correct me if I'm wrong, when something like this happens, you have the right to kick them out.
Within reason, yeah.
Is this within reason?
I would say so.
Yeah. Because of the danger, because of the, because of the proximity,
yeah, mm-hmm,
under, I mean, which it, he fired that gun.
Listen, it's unfortunate. And I feel,
it's horrible.
My heart breaks. I know she didn't wake up that morning and say, man, I hope one of my sons kills my other son. Of course not. I mean, I'm not crazy. Well, however, when your son, who is 14 years old, steals a gun out of somebody else's car and then brings it home and then hands it to his brother, who then uses that gun accidentally, I get it, and kills you with it, there's like a heap of bad decisions that have already been made.
Well, and usually in these situations where someone that age finds a weapon and this happens, it's always a heap of bad decisions. Who left the gun in the car unsecured, unlocked? We don't know if he had a relationship with the person who owned the car. It said he found a gun in a car. It didn't say he stole it. It said he found it. It
says he took a gun from an unlocked car.
Took a gun from an unlocked car. Well, whose car?
Well, unless it was his mother's, he stole it. Am I wrong? Took a gun from an unlocked car. That's called theft. I feel sorry for this woman, but if I'm the... Think about it. If you're the manager of that apartment complex...
And you have to answer to all of the other residents who know this has happened.
Yeah. Wouldn't you kick them out?
Oh, man, Scott, that is why I'm not a landlord.
And like I said, there's something else going on here because she says, the mom says, they had everything that they needed, but they liked the street life. In other words, what does that mean? That her sons liked criminality?
I don't know.
Liked being the bad guy? I don't blame this apartment manager one bit.
I also wouldn't want to be this apartment manager.
Would you want them? If you, let's say you rented your house out, okay? And you, so technically you're, yeah, the, you're the landlord.
Yeah.
And you have a woman renting your house with apparently either...
This just happened, Scott.
A husband and five kids. I know. A husband and five kids, or six kids.
This just happened in Leawood. There is a rental.
Oh, it did?
There is a rental in Leawood. And a couple of weeks ago, officers showed up. It was a standoff. Guy wouldn't come out. Guy then comes out, starts firing at officers.
Yeah,
they
now
fire at him. And you're the landlord there. I don't know if that family's still there or not. I know I've pointed that house out to the kids and told them you're not to go anywhere near it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the house of bad decisions. This is the apartment of bad decision making. I'd kick him out. And I would say it with a sorry. I'm sorry, but you got to go. Your kids, based on your own testimony to Fox 4 last night, are bad actors. There's no other way to interpret what mom says other than her kids were bad actors.
Does it make a difference to you that it's an accidental death?
Yes, of course.
Police have said this is an accidental death. And maybe that's why I stop and I think, okay, if it was homicide, yeah, you got to go. Like this family in Leawood, the guy that comes out and opens fire on police, that's not an accident. He shot at police. You got to go. Get out. This was, according to authorities, in this case, this was an accident. And do I think the apartment has the right to kick them out? Yes. Maybe that's why I'm torn.
576-7798. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls and your comments in just a moment. Dana Wright, Jason Katz, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Mention one thing. I'm not going to comment on it because you already know what I would say. The 14-year-old and his brother who were goofing with this gun in the Northland last week, this shooting occurred at 3:30 in the morning. And I'm just going to leave that there.
I don't think it's unusual for kids that age to be up late.
At 14 years of age to be outside of the house at 3:30 in the morning?
Oh, they were outside.
That's how you get a gun out of a car. Unless you park the car in the living room.
I did not understand that he went directly from the car inside. But
that's the way I read the story. Was that he had taken the car, taken the gun.
Is there anything illegal about just leaving your car unlocked and a gun in there?
I have no idea. I would never leave my car unlocked, period, and I would never leave my gun in my car if it was unlocked.
Oh, it's beyond stupid. It's dumb. Asking if it's legal.
I don't know. I'm just going to lay that there and just walk away from it. The shooting occurred at 3:30 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Who called in first? Jeremy in Pleasant Hill. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
We're doing well. Thank you.
On this shooting with the two brothers, I literally just lost my brother in February because he decided to go down the route that these two brothers were going.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jeremy.
We kind of chose different paths. I went Marine Corps, and he decided to go down, we'll call the street path. He lost his battle with the drugs and deciding to make those bad decisions, and unfortunately, so has this young man. I above everything, I hope this is a wake-up call to the other brother that is surviving, that is not the route to go. And from one brother to another who's lost his brother, just my sincere condolences, because that is one of the hardest things you ever have to do. And I can't imagine what he's going through knowing that he's the one that is responsible for it.
Yeah. Amen.
Jeremy, right, we're so sorry. I have a question. We hear of these accidental, what I would call preventable, extremely preventable deaths all of the time. And in many cases, it is a much younger child who either shoots and kills a sibling or shoots and kills themselves or severely injures a sibling or severely injures himself, right? So the gun is found in the couch, kid pulls it out. I mean, what would you say, Scott? Once a month we're covering that in the
Sadly.
Greater metropolitan area?
Yeah.
Would an apartment kick out a family where a 7-year-old accidentally shoots and kills a 6-year-old? The way that this happened at age 14 and 16 or however old.
I believe they were close in age, but I don't
know.
And
here's why I ask. We cover this thing all the time. And I have never heard when it's a toddler or a younger child, which in the majority of these cases, they usually are. Mm-hmm. I have never heard of then on top of that, they get kicked out. Why is that more forgivable if you are a tenant? Why is that more forgivable for the landlord than the case of the 14-year-old and the 15-year-old?
For the reasons I stated before, I think there is more to this story. I think that the landlord leased this apartment to this woman, Andrea, and her family of six others, which included, there was a male figure. I don't know if it's a boyfriend or a husband or whatever. A male and five children. She had five children living
in. And they had just moved in.
Relatively.
So if there's more to the story, it's in a very short amount of time. And I'm not saying I find that hard to believe, Scott, but if you had said to me they had been there 3 years, there was nothing but problems. They just moved here.
That's why I'm saying what the code that mom said last night on Fox 4, where they had everything they needed, but they liked the street life, tells me that she knows what probably the apartment manager knew.
But you agree with me, Scott, if you live in apartment 1A and I live in 1B and your toddler finds your unsecured gun and shoots somebody, I'm in no less danger next door to you because of that than I was under this scenario.
Like I said, though, this was probably what the apartment needed, manager needed, to say, I'm done. I'm done. That toddler is not in love with the street life.
No, but under the toddler example, someone left in an apartment an unsecured weapon with children. True. This kid didn't have a gun in the house that we know of. He went out to somebody's car and found it.
Amy in Olathe. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just thinking about how it might be more forgivable if the, you know, it happened with a toddler as opposed to a 14 or 16-year-old. In this situation, because it might be more an accident with the toddler finding a gun, whereas it wasn't an accident that this 14-year-old had a gun. It was intentional. It wasn't intentional that it went off, but he didn't accidentally steal the gun.
That's a great point, Amy. It was intentional that he found and took the weapon.
The one who took the gun out of the car, though, by the way, is the one who died.
Correct, that could still be the criminal intent being put back on the family, I understand, but that probably has more to do with the situation where this is a little less forgivable towards the family than a young child finding a gun and it being an accident, whereas this gun wasn't found, it was taken and used.
Yeah, it's a good point. That's a good point.
Hey, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. The keyword to cash this hour is snow. Snow. There is only one spelling for snow.
And you pronounced it correctly.
72881. Snew. Snew. 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Let's get to the newsroom and we'll stare it.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.